Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check them out and use them to your advantage. No barriers to entry. Terry Neese, ladies and gentlemen, is a name that I've said on this show many times before. Very happy to have done that. She is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's a good friend of mine, and whether you know it or not, she's a good friend of yours. She is a woman who has been so involved in trying to influence public policy on behalf of women business owners. She's a co-founder of the organization Women Impacting Public Policy. She currently is the president and CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, and as I say, she's our good friend. Terry, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. And by the way, folks, I think under the circumstances, Terry, even though your organizations are all bipartisan,
yes,
I think it's important to point out that your background is as a Republican.
It is.
Because you've had a political career as a Republican.
It is, and I have served in so many capacities as being a nonpartisan or bipartisan, and in my role as a distinguished fellow for the National Center for Policy Analysis, very nonpartisan,
right?
But really offering up ideas for Congress to take a look at to reform policies.
Right, right, exactly. Now, one of the things we're going to talk about we're going to talk about the presidential campaign and what the two campaigns have to do about small business and women as well. But I wanted to get something out on the table. I haven't had a chance to talk about this much. Do you remember the women's conferences that Office Depot held for a long time? Maybe they still do. I think you and I may have met at one of those a few times before.
I think so. And they were fabulous conferences.
Yeah. Well, do you remember about 4 or 5 years ago, Hillary Clinton spoke at one of those events? Were you
yes,
at that event?
I was.
She seduced the audience. I was like the only guy in the audience. But I'm telling you, she was so impressive to me at the way she had remade herself, reinvented herself, the way she spoke to the crowd. And she told us, if you remember, I'll never forget this, Terry, she said, I am in Florida registering women to vote. That's my goal over the next several years, is to register women to vote. She talked about how many women don't vote and how she's trying to fix that. And I leaned over to my wife, Terry, that night as she was speaking, and I said this was 5 years ago at least, I said, the Republicans will have a female on their ticket in 2008.
Wow. You should have been in the history book somewhere.
Well, the reason I said that was I believed that she would be the nominee in 2008.
Well,
I was convinced, and she almost was.
Yeah. I think that people are shocked around the country that she isn't the Democrat nominee. And, you know, being in touch with the women grassroots around the country, I can tell you that women are upset, the Democrat women are upset that she's not the nominee.
Some of them are. Not all of them aren't. Some of them are.
That's true. Many of them have joined the Obama train, and
right,
I think they have gotten in line, and they're very supportive. Yesterday, by the way, at the Women Impacting Public Policy Conference here, Betsy Myers, remember Betsy Myers?
Of
who
course.
Worked in the Clinton,
yeah,
White House?
Of course.
Betsy,
mm-hmm,
and was at the Small Business Administration. Betsy spoke on behalf of Barack Obama. She's the COO of his
right,
campaign.
Right.
And Judy Black, a woman business owner here in Washington who heads up Women for McCain, spoke on behalf of McCain. So it's interesting. Many of these women are so excited about Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about that, I think, is because she – her middle name has got to be flexibility. I mean, think about the multitasking that she has done, and for what I'm doing at the National Center for Policy Analysis and focusing on family-friendly policies, this woman's got to be very pro-family-friendly policy, flexible mm-hmm. benefits and flexible workplaces and portability. And so it's going to be interesting to see how all of this plays out. I'm sure there'll be a huge audience to hear, to see the debates between Biden and Palin.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
frankly,
yeah.
between McCain and
which
Obama.
Is coming up tomorrow. The first one's coming up tomorrow, isn't it? Isn't the first debate tomorrow between McCain and Obama?
Boy, you really caught me off guard.
I'm not sure, but I think
it was
it's tomorrow.
The 26th of September, but I may be
maybe,
wrong.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. But there's something going on tomorrow. Anyway, but here's the thing, Terry, it seems to me, regardless of which side of the aisle you're on, however, you know, however vociferous you are about one side or the other, you got if you're a lover and an observer of politics and political strategy, you got to find this campaign, current campaign, with the introduction of Sarah Palin. This has got to be an exciting time in the history of our country.
It is,
and I'm not, and that's not an endorsement of her, folks. It's
well,
just,
I just started to say the NCPA does not endorse candidates.
Right.
But you know, we have to understand that 54% of the electorate are women.
Yeah.
And so women are going to make the decision on who is the next person in the White House. That's clear.
But who would have ever thought, I mean, as I say, if you're an observer of politics, who would have ever thought that when all the dust settled, that the female on the presidential, vice presidential ticket would be the Republican, not the Democrat?
Yeah, it was a real shock and awe, obviously, when the announcement came. And after you get past the shock and awe, you stand back and start really looking at Sarah Palin's credentials. And I think a lot of women are looking at her and thinking, mom, multitasking, working and being in the workplace, and do they have the opportunity to take time off
right.
and be with their children
but what
and
about,
their parents.
But what about, Terry, the women who identify with her in those ways, but they disagree with her on environmental issues. They disagree with her on the choice issues. They disagree with her on other issues. How, is there a conflict there? I mean, are women conflicted about what to do about Sarah Palin?
Well, I think they are, and I think we're seeing that played out right in front of us. The women who are real ideologues, I think, will, and certainly in terms of the social issues, will stay on the Democrat ticket. And then
right.
I think there are hundreds of thousands of others that will look at her.
But
in
that's
all
the
ways.
Unknown, and that's what makes this election so exciting, folks. I told you in the beginning of the year we were going to be living the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. This is the year for that. 20 after. We're going to be right back with Terry Neese. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. That's the Rascals, isn't it? Yeah. Couldn't get away too soon. Terry Neese is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host. We're talking about presidential politics, and Terry is the president and CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, also distinguished fellow at the Center for Economic, I'm sorry, NCPA, National Center for Economic
Center for Policy Analysis.
Policy
and NCPA.
NCPA. You know, I've said this 100 times with all the different guests, with Bob McTeer. In fact, Pete DuPont's going to be on in the next week, I think next week sometime. He's the chair of your organization.
Yes.
But Terry's a great resource for us, and nobody works harder on behalf of women business owners than Terry Neese. Terry, we're talking about presidential politics. Let's get into some of the specifics. You want to compare and contrast the different candidates on some of the key issues for small business?
Yeah, I think that one big thing, let me just tackle one thing, because with the short time we have, we can't tackle them all, but health care is if it's not the number one, the economy right now looks like to be the number one in every poll that I've seen.
Yep.
NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business, many of these groups. But health care is right up there towards the top. And so I really like to look at these candidates and see where they are on this issue. John McCain has endorsed small business health plans, which is essentially allow small businesses to band together across state lines in economy of scale to lower health insurance. We believe, and a lot of the think tanks who have really looked at this, believe that this could lower health insurance for employers somewhere around 25%. Those are huge savings.
Well, and also, and my audience knows I'm a big supporter of the small business, INSEE, Mike INSEE's program for healthcare, national healthcare system for small businesses. But Obama, what I was going to say though, this is a 21st century approach to the 21st century marketplace, as opposed to trying to make 20th century institutions work in the 21st century.
Yeah, what we're hoping is that Obama will look at this. He has not endorsed this yet, but we're sure hoping he will.
Hasn't he kind of moved in that direction a little bit though?
He certainly has looked at it. You know, he's looking at doing tax credits and those kinds of things to help with better access to affordable health insurance. And so as we move along, what the NCPA likes to do is to talk with the candidates about these ideas and how they impact small business and hopefully get their endorsement. I'd love it if Obama and McCain both would support small business health plans and allowing these small business owners to band together. By the way, the thing that's wrong about this is that big business and labor unions can band together across state lines.
They do.
So why are they discriminating against small business? Why will they not let us?
I know why Ted Kennedy has voted against it every time, and why he's been the biggest enemy against it, because I'm convinced that when this happens, it will be such a watershed event. It will be so adopted and so become so diffused in the marketplace that there will never, ever be any future comments or conversations about some kind of government-paid universal health plans.
Well,
and that's the enemy of people like Ted Kennedy.
Yeah, we don't believe that mandates is the way to go. And one of the problems we have right now are the state mandates that are on small business owners in the states.
Controlled by the insurance commissioner of each one of the states.
Absolutely. And by the way, the insurance commissioners do not like small business health plans either.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, it neutralizes their power.
Absolutely. And so we have to convince the insurance commissioners. Now, we're not a lobbying organization, but we certainly put out these ideas and share the cost savings so that the Congress people can look at these and determine if they want to support them or not. We share the ideas, and hopefully they will support them.
What about taxes, Terry?
Tax issues, interesting. Senator Obama believes tax cut for dividends. That's great. A capital gains cut, that's tremendous.
Now wait a minute. Senator Obama wants to raise dividends. Senator Obama wants to
raise taxes on capital gains. Correct. But he wants to do a capital gains cut, which is wonderful. We'll go along with that. That's something that small business owners look closely at.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And Senator McCain obviously is looking at cutting the corporate tax rate,
right?
Which is 10%, which is huge for the business community.
The United States has the second highest corporate tax rate in the world.
In the world.
And that's making us less competitive.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Fewer jobs. You can turn that money. If we have the tax cuts, we can turn that money into buying equipment, hiring more employees.
But now Senator Obama wants to raise corporate tax.
That's right.
And
not good.
So there you are, folks. And basically, these are just their basic principles. And we'll be talking about this some more as time goes by, as we get closer to the election. Give us a website, please, Terry.
Look at www.ncpa.org.
Thanks, Terry, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Terry Neese, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.